Transworld Airlines is declaring Chapter 11 bankruptcy today, setting the stage for the buyout of TWA by American Airlines, currently the nation's second largest commercial air carrier. News of the deal is provoking a wide range of responses from residents of St. Louis, TWA's main hub city. From member station KWMU, Brett Bloom reports.
Near the baggage claim area at Lambert St. Louis International Airport, there's a huge mural stretching nearly the length of a football field, depicting the history of aviation. Since 1925, that history has included the commercial air carrier now known as Transworld Airlines. Today, more than 20,000 people work for TWA, making it the nation's eighth largest airline. But now the name TWA could disappear if the carrier is bought by American Airlines. For some TWA passengers, the carrier's likely sale to American isn't much of a concern. Lydia Maurer says she and her fellow passengers only stand to benefit from the deal.
I think it's been kind of a laughingstock, TWA. I've been very disappointed with TWA and their service for a good while. I think we're going to get better service.
Others aren't nearly as critical. St. Louis resident John Sherwood notes that Transworld is among the leaders in on-time arrivals, and he says St. Louis will lose something tangible if the name TWA disappears from airport monitors.
It's a well-recognized airline and has a good tradition, so it'd be sad to see that go. American, I think, has the same type of reputation, but St. Louis and TWA kind of connected, and I think that'd be a loss for the city.
Others, like frequent flyer Bill Gillis, aren't quite sure how to react.
I feel guarded. Maybe optimistic somewhat, but we have good friends that are TWA employees. With 80% of the flights going out of here being TWA, it kind of scares me a little bit.
How many bags will we be checking today, sir? Okay.
TWA has long been the nation's most troubled airline, failing to turn a profit for the past 12 years. High-profile incidents like the crash of TWA Flight 800 off the coast of Long Island in 1996 haven't helped the company's efforts to get out of the red. But former TWA pilot and aviation science professor Mel Burkhart says the real damage to the airline was delivered by former owner Carl Icahn. Burkhart charges that Icahn ravaged TWA, selling off assets and driving it into bankruptcy.
He made a lot of promises to a lot of people. He failed to keep them, and at every turn he was taking from rather than pouring into. And I think it set TWA on its path of destruction.
Icahn couldn't be reached for comment. Burkhart says even though he believes TWA is now on a recovery course that would have seen it turning profits within the next few years, the proposed deal with American is, quote, like winning the lottery.
Here's a company that's floundering out here, and some rich daddy comes in, picks them up, and all of a sudden it solves all your problems. You don't have to worry about debt payment. You don't have to worry about fuel prices and so on.
St. Louis city leaders are quick to weigh in on the deal. Regional Chamber and Growth Association President Dick Fleming says American's interest bodes well for the city's continuing role as a major destination.
American Airlines, as one of the two strongest carriers in the world, sees very strong value of both TWA, the carrier, and St. Louis, the hub, and there's every indication that they intend to substantially invest in that hub.
Negotiations are reportedly underway between TWA's board of directors and unions that represent thousands of the company's workers. Bob Whitehead is a TWA baggage handler at Lambert. He says despite his 35 years on the job, he still fears layoffs.
We've had a hard time keeping our job as it stands with TWA, so I'm just worried whether American Airlines is going to honor the commitment.
Talks between Transworld officials and AMR Corporation, American's parent company, are scheduled for later today. And many in St. Louis will watch those talks closely to see when the airline known as TWA will take off from the city for the very last time. For NPR News, I'm Brett Bloom in St. Louis.